I had this conversation once with my child's school principal. I said, why are you teaching Indonesia? I said, no black fellow ever going to go to Indonesia. And I said, I know half of these little Wajala kids, they don't want they don't want to learn Indonesia because they're not going to leave here either, you know. Everyday kid that goes to primary school, they're not going to go overseas, you know. All these rich kids that go to grammar schools and all these other schools, they're all going to go overseas and they're all learning the languages of other nations, not a country that we'll never see because we're not privileged enough to get there. I said, so why don't you just teach the language of that peoples who live there? You know what I mean? I've been lucky enough now. I've been learning my Yorta Yorta language. And like you were saying earlier, we've got so many dialects that changed just even just the family next door, you know, because I've been researching Wollithka. You know, there's Tokemoor, all these small towns too out there that have got blackfella sounding names. They're blackfella families that government's pushed off. So you say you're a Yorta Yorta. Yorta Yorta is a speaking clan, you know, and that's all them boys out there saying they're Yorta Yorta. Research your family a bit more, boys, you know what I mean? Yeah, so the Yorta Yorta Nation, Yorta Yorta speaking group makes up of around about 15 clans that I've read in this book, and the book was composed by the works of, in the 1800s, it was my great-grandmother when she was up through the 50s. I think she was one of the last language-speaking peoples in my family, but she made recordings too, Margaret, great-grandmother Margaret. And in the book, there's like that many black elders and all that have put it on disc and stuff. So you can get out there and you can listen to it. And, you know, I've been terrorising the boys here, you know, just throwing out words and that, you know. That's down to education and that's down to they're teaching us what they want us to know so that we can be sheep, you know what I mean? And black fellas ain't sheep. We're creative thinkers. That's why our art is... Nobody understands our art because they can't create something and a story on painting and explain so many different things and aspects of our art in one thing because everyone's art has a bit of a story. And, yeah, mine's is like 3 or 4 stories in one painting, you know? And that's like as... like when I leave here eventually, hopefully out of here very soon, I've got ideas for an art gallery. And a lot of, touching on the education side of things, a lot of brothers and sisters can't read or write because it's I don't know, it's just where we grew up or our circumstances. We sometimes do it hard and we don't get the education we need. I want the person to tell a story and then put it as in a recording and attach it to the thing because with technology these days and the stories that we tell because, yeah, you walk in an art gallery and you see a beautiful painting, you're like, wow. But at the end of the day, you stand there trying to figure out what it is. But if you've got the person who painted it telling you the story and every aspect of it, they're going to go, wow.